Hello, Sanbonani, Khuyamura. We are The Economist, and today we'll be talking about the natural gas discovery that Total made off the coast of South Africa. In this podcast, we'll be going through the few economic concepts that play a part in this discovery, such as opportunity cost, revenue and maximizing profit, benefits of production versus explicit cost, PPF, or production possibility frontier, trade-off, factors affecting demand, elasticity, trade, and how the current economic / electricity crisis plays a part in this. So please, ladies and gentlemen, sit tight as we, the economists, divulge and enrich your knowledge on the topic of natural gas and how this plays a part in either oil or electricity, and which of these two options would be the most economically viable. Ha! Let's get into it.
The benefits of the discovery of natural gas in South Africa are as follows. The discovery and the use of natural gas will decrease South Africa's dependency on imported crude oil and decrease the use of coal. Taking into account the fact that alternative sources of energy such as solar energy and wind energy are intermittent, which means that the supply of energy fluctuates with the availability of sunshine and water, the natural gas discovery will serve as a more consistent energy source. Gas is a transitional fuel which is considerably cleaner than other sources of energy that South Africa is currently using, and its carbon dioxide emission is less than fossil fuels, which helps decrease the level of pollution in South Africa. The unintended consequences of natural gas. The drilling and extraction of natural gas from wells and its transportation in pipelines results in the leakage of methane, a primary component in natural gas that is 34 times stronger than carbon dioxide in terms of trapping heat, which will lead to an increase in the rate of global warming. The construction and land disturbances required for gas drilling can alter the land and ruin the surrounding ecosystems in different ways, such as erosion, fragmenting wildlife habitats, and migration patterns. What does the drilling of natural gas affect water? Hazardous chemicals used in drilling the wellbore, the processing and refining of the gas, amongst other factors, can contaminate drinking water. The naturally occurring radioactive material, methane, and other underground gases may leak into drinking water supplies. Due to spills and leaks of chemical additives, spills and leaks of diesel and or other fluids used in on-site equipment, and also wastewater leaks from the facilities, they may lead to contamination of water. How to elevate the unintended consequences? Based on the article published by Business Insider, Total is being extremely careful when it comes to the drilling process to extract the natural gas and plans to get 3D data of the area and make a decision about how many exploration holes to dig prior the drilling process. Total could also shift from using toxic chemicals during the drilling process and move to what is being called non-toxic drilling fluids. These types of fluids that are considered non-toxic drilling fluids not only provide higher transfer efficiency and better thermal conductivity, but also remove the toxic metals, which achieves the overall goal of protecting the environment. I would like to draw attention to Vychem Specialty Products, a manufacturer of environmentally friendly drilling fluid additives and systems.
In this section, we outline the economics behind the discovery. The discovery comes against the backdrop of rising fuel prices and an electricity crisis, which raises hopes that it might be a game changer. The find will reduce South Africa's dependence on the import of oil and gas from other countries. The gas condensate, however, can be used to produce either oil or several hydrocarbons, such as natural gas. Natural gas is an environmentally friendly fossil fuel, an adaptable fuel which provides over 22% of the energy used globally. We can thus compare the two options, that is, oil and natural gas. We thus consider the concept of opportunity cost, a concept which arises when faced with the decision of what to produce. Natural gas is clearly a more viable option, given South Africa's electricity crisis and dependence on electricity transfers from neighboring countries. So we can say that the benefits of producing natural gas are certainly higher than the explicit costs of producing it. By choosing to produce natural gas, we've basically engaged in a trade-off. Again, this is because the gas condensate can also be used to produce oil. Touching upon the concept of demand, we can in fact agree that electricity is in more demand at this stage, and with the global transition from machines and vehicles that use fossil fuels to operate and to ones that use electricity, this energy source is and will definitely be a contender in the long run. We can thus eliminate a current economic crisis and prevent a future economic crisis at the same time. Currently, the country fills the gaps between the variable supply and the consumer demand, which also fluctuates through the day and year, by turning on expensive diesel-powered electricity generators. Switching them to natural gas could do this job more cheaply, more efficiently, and with lower emissions, including of greenhouse gases. So increasing the gas used increases the fraction of renewables which can be included in South Africa's electricity mix, while still meeting a given electricity security and emissions target. So the question that remains here is that, will this gas be used in South Africa, or will it be exported into the global market? Well, it's too early for South Africa to be counting its chickens. It takes years to develop a gas field to the point where it is producing gas. Many things can change in that period. The Brulpadda find is at a great depth, both below the sea surface and below the sea floor. It will be challenging to develop in an area notorious for high winds and heavy seas. But the likelihood is that a modest-sized gas find on the south coast would mostly be used in South Africa. Compressing natural gas for long-distance export by sea is an expensive business. It needs major infrastructure, which South Africa currently doesn't have. The country also doesn't have yet a well-developed infrastructure for using gas, so the supply may initially be more than South Africa can consume. But in the positive light, we do have a gas refinery plant in Mossel Bay, which is capable of extracting a few thousand liters of hydrocarbons from the gas condensate. So that's a good start. The other question is that, can the gas be used in the long run? Will it be sufficient? Well, this is where the concept of elasticity comes into play. Natural gas and oil have very few substitutes. They are fairly inelastic goods. So we can confidently say that the fluctuations in the market value and other economic ambiguities will not significantly affect the demand for these resources. So natural gas is definitely a resource which you can produce in the long run.
To conclude, natural gas usage should increase in the near future. An article posted by Anyday revealed that, quote, the US used 81% more natural gas than coal for electricity in the year 2015. Natural gas generates more than half of the UK's power, and China aims to produce 10% of its energy using natural gas by the year 2020. With big countries such as the UK and the USA using more of natural gas, South Africa ought to follow. Natural gas will reduce the amount of emissions into the atmosphere, and natural gas can, or perhaps will, act as a substitute to the coal generation of electricity in South Africa, being more cleaner, reliable, and more cost-effective. It can also contribute immensely in the country's GDP, increasing the job opportunities and reducing poverty. Therefore, natural gas has a future in our country and in the world. Thank you all for listening to our postcard on natural gases. Until next time, adios.